tonight, we're going to introduce all 1,500 of our hosts for But First. We're also going to go over rumors. We're going to talk about who the cast might be and much more. But first, let's just get into it. My name is Adam. I'm one of your hosts. And we're also joined this evening, if I can unmute them, by Fatty. Hello, Fatty.
Good evening. How are you, Adam? By the way, is your yard at your new house like the Big Brother yard where it's just that green carpet stuff?
No, but it'd be a lot easier if it was.
Well, yeah, exactly. So anyway, first of all, before we get and introduce everybody else, yeah. I am, you know, they always say, expect the unexpected. And the last thing I expected was for us to be sitting here this summer because there's going to be a Big Brother.
I know. It's so exciting. Well, you know, at least Big Brother, Big Brother is kind of a quarantine show, right? I mean, they can't leave the house.
It's not kind of a quarantine show. That's, it is a quarantine show.
That's what it is. So as long as they can, you know, make sure they're healthy when they go in there, you know, they have a show. Well, let's go ahead and introduce everyone because we've got a cavalcade of stars this evening in our Hollywood squares. I'm just going to go in the order that I see them. We have Mr. Mike Lawson, he, him. Hello, Mike Lawson.
Hi. How you guys?
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. And for, like Fatty was saying, I'm excited for a season of Big Brother to actually be happening. Like, I need this in my life right now. This is okay. I'm okay with this.
You know what, Mike? I know that that's coming from Mike's heart because Mike, in the past, has just kind of come in and out on episodes in previous seasons. Well, when I put the email out, he was the first one to respond. Yes, I'll be there. I mean, it was like, oh, okay.
Let's do this.
He is excited.
Well, it's only been a...
Mike, maybe you can do a handstand for us to show us how excited you are. Anyway, Never mind. It's an inside joke. Anyway.
All right. We're also joined by, well, welcome, Mike. We're glad to have you. I'm going to move on now. We're also joined by Alex Lefebvre. Hello, Alex. Oh, wait.
Professor.
Sorry. Alex Professor Lefebvre. Alex Lefebvre. Hello.
Well, hello. I am finally calling in from my new home just outside of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And if I get cut off, it's because we have a hurricane here tonight. So... but I'm happy to be here back with all of y'all. I've missed everybody here.
Well, we're happy to have
Absolutely. By the way, Alex, MFA is the terminal degree for fine arts, right?
That is absolutely correct. And it is
what what you have?
It is what I do not have.
Oh.
I am just that fancy that I got hired with my big fucking accomplishment, otherwise known as a BFA. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big fucking accomplishment. I like it. All right.
Yeah, I've got nothing, but you know, apparently
you've got Broadway experience. So I mean, anyway.
Yeah, I was able to con a couple people, so I got myself a COVID job. No, but in all seriousness, I would like to at some point get an MFA, but I'm thrilled to have employment as a professor at this time period. So counting myself very lucky.
Now, y'all, can you imagine being an 18-year-old little gay boy from South Carolina walking into, what are you teaching?
I'm teaching a lot of things, but history of musical theater.
History of musical theater. Okay. So can you imagine walking in and everybody's sitting there kind of checking each other out, and all of a sudden in walks Professor Lefebvre, and you just kind of go, thank you, Jesus.
I'm sure there will be a few crushes. You know, both female and male.
I love you both for saying that. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Please wear tight pants.
Oh,
all right. Okay, moving on. We have Moose P. Well, I don't know what you want to be called because you put something else in your Zoom chat there. But Moose P, hi. How are you?
Hey, y'all. It's just me. You can call me anything. I answer to anything. It should add whatever. So.
Oh, anyway, well, let me re-record that. We also have Shithead joining us.
I've been called worse.
Are you excited to have another season of Big Brother?
Absolutely. If we survive the night, I'll be very happy to see Big Brother. So
because anyway. Moose is getting the hurricane right after Alex, and Alex got it because we didn't get it. Okay.
We have already started getting the rain. So
well, luckily I'm in a landlocked state. We do not get hurricanes here.
Up, you and Chris are on the uptick of COVID, so that's okay.
although we do get tornadoes here, so you know, so who knows? But it's not really tornado season. All right, well, we're glad to have you as well, Moose. Moving right along, we have
moving up the East Coast to get the hurricane after Moose.
We have Archer. Hello, Archer.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent. And we've actually already started getting the outer bands of the rain here in D.C. So
you look very excited about that.
We need the rain really bad. It's dry up here.
Okay.
And you sent us some
videos about Big Brother.
You sent us some videos and I did not even get a chance to watch them. So you guys are just going to fill me in on what's in there.
They were pretty good, I think.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
I've been excited because there's been, and I know we'll talk about this, but there's been all of these rumors back and forth about who the cast is going to be, and then certain ones of them possibly getting COVID and, you know, being out and all this kind of stuff. So it's exciting.
They are just rumors. We don't really know anything for sure.
We know nothing. We know Chen, Moonves.
Julie will be there.
Is going to be there. Yeah, for sure. I wonder if she's going to use her Moonves last name in this season as well.
Yes.
In the video, she was named that. So she is, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. Faye Driver.
Uh-oh.
Driving his RV right now as we speak.
That's right. I am. I'm a multitasker.
You're on Vancouver Island.
Stay on the road and
moment.
read the bios of these guests that are going to be in the house, though. But I'll do my best.
So have you ever been to the, I'm sure I've asked you this before, Faye, but why not ask you again? Have you ever been to the Bouchart Gardens?
I've been to the Bouchart Gardens.
Bouchart?
Bouchart, oh. Yes. In fact, I'm in the area, so I'm on vacation right now on Vancouver Island, and that is where the Bouchart Gardens is on Vancouver Island. And it's a beautiful expanse of flowers and it's really pretty, actually.
What does one do on vacation from retirement? You go to the Bouchart Gardens, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, I got
nothing. I'm here.
Okay.
Well, this is my only commitment. Now, what else do you want?
I know I'm Southern and I know I have a little bit of an accent, but that is how my grandparents pronounced it, who lived in Washington State. So it wasn't just my Southern accent. It was actually how they pronounced it.
Okay.
But well, anyway, there you
fine.
Go.
As long as you pay your money and come, and you know, that's all we care about.
And visit the garden as well.
Right.
They're very pretty.
Sam, that was a good one. I got it.
I'm glad someone did.
Okay.
As long as you pay your money and come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it, but I really didn't have a joke, so I just moved on. I thought there's a joke in there somewhere, but I don't have time to flesh it out, so.
Oh, you're paying for flesh.
All right. Moving right. Speaking of flesh, we also have Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from
Tennessee.
Squamish from Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Is that a fat joke?
No.
I think it was.
It was not.
I think he was saying you were very fleshy.
That's what I took from it.
We all listen, we all have flesh. Every single one of us.
Some of us have more than others.
Yes.
Is that a fleshlight in the background on that cabinet? On that?
Only my hairdresser knows for sure. By the way, I would like to ask everyone to pre-order my upcoming erotic novel entitled Professor Lefebvre, out soon on Amazon. So.
Oh,
thank you. Do I get credit for that?
All characters are not based on real life personages. So yeah, anything else would be coincidental. Yeah.
So how have you been doing for the past year, Chris?
Oh, God. You know, COVID sucks. That's it. But I'm making it.
He turned straight and he's married now.
Oh, wow. So are you excited for the Big Brother season?
Yeah, you know, more than I thought I would be. Partly too, because, you know, one of the things I'm sure we'll talk about is this is an All-Stars season, which I'm not normally a big fan of that as a concept, but yeah, I need the diversion, I think. And so I am very much looking forward to it.
I want to know how many times Nicole is going to be on Big Brother. Is she just going to be like Queen Big Brother, like, you know, forever?
She and Janelle too is like her third or fourth time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And last but not least,
I'm sorry.
Chris was going to say something. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And last but not least, like Fatty said, Sam in the hinterlands. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And like others, I am more excited about this than I actually thought I'd be and do need the diversion.
Now, right. Sam, as the resident note taker of all of the recap podcasts,
along with Faye,
do you have
along with Faye, I must add,
do you have notes for this week's episode? Oh, wait,
I have 3x5 cards because all we know about are the people's names. And I thought, well, the least I can do is jot that. Well, also 3x5 cards are what I had next to the computer. But I jotted down everybody's name and what season they were on before and what place they were in that season.
I think at some point we're gonna, you know, all get together to record an episode, and Sam's gonna have a board behind her with all of these 3x5 cards and like red yarn, like going between them to connect the dots. No. It's gonna be.
Now, Sam is not the only one who has done research. We've had Adam, you've sent out some things that you found on the internet, and Archer tonight sent out, and maybe you should put the Archer's two links in the show notes for this show. One is a tour of the house, and the other one is an interview from Entertainment Weekly Canada.
And,
Entertainment Tonight Canada. But Mr. Mike Lawson has also been doing some research, haven't you, Mike?
You know, I don't know what you're talking about. I brought a notebook.
No, you've been watching old seasons. You went back to the first season, the older season.
Yeah, I'm watching season one right now, and it's so drastically different. Like, there's no gameplay. It's really just people sitting in around a house, kind of like doing nothing. Their votes aren't strategic. There's no alliances. They don't know what that means, you know?
And wasn't that when the people who were watching, the viewers, picked who was getting kicked out?
Yeah. So it's all viewer votes. But the nominations are kind of contentious because everyone nominates. There's no head of household or veto competition, nothing like that.
Now, I like the viewer vote more than I like them voting. And Mark, my partner Mark, he said in the Philippines they still do it that way. So I mean, I don't know what you guys think about that, but I prefer that. Like, let the audience decide who's gonna, you know, stay and who's gonna go.
And Mike, where can you watch the first season? Where are you watching that?
So I got the CBS streaming pass, whatever, all so I can sense. Watch this season, and they have all seasons on there. So
wow, okay, back. Cool.
And that was the year of Chicken George, right?
Yep, Chicken George, and there was
and
a stripper
Eddie
on
with
there.
One leg.
Eddie with one leg. Yeah, they make a big deal about the stripper.
Yes, and has the dog come into the house yet?
Yeah. Okay. Chiquita, the pug. Yep.
Uh-huh. You haven't finished that season yet, I don't guess.
No, I mean, I know who wins.
Okay, guess, you know, but
I'm keep, not going to be keep, mad if you spoil season one keep, of Big Brother for me.
Well, I think you especially will be very excited when Chiquita gets a few visitors to come into.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know how that ends, so that it don't spoil that.
Okay, I won't.
How do you remember season one, Fatty? Like,
because it was because Chicken George, they raised chickens. They had to raise their own food. They planted vegetables and stuff. And they had very little food given to them. They had a tiny little college size refrigerator for the 10 or 12 of them or whatever it was. And
they budget. And, so they get like a certain food budget, but they can wager it on like a task, like set up a domino thing that's like a million dominoes before noon tomorrow. And if you fail, then we'll take that money out of your food budget. So it's a different game. They're kind of doing stuff together in a different way.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And, you know, it was good.
On the video that I sent you guys, Julie talks about the differences between the first season and all the rest of the seasons and how they changed between the first and second season.
Right. That's the E.T. Canada Extended. Is correct. She talks about that.
So now did they immediately, like season two, did that kind of immediately switch to more of the format than we know now? Or was it more of an evolution? Because I don't.
Much closer to it than what we're used to now.
So let's talk about, before we get into the cast specifically.
Well, does anybody have anything they want to say before we start getting into individual things? Because there's nine of us. And
like a personal story or?
No, not a personal story, but, you know, something that you've seen that, or that you've got a question about or whatever that we all might find interesting.
Well, I was going to say, let's talk about rumors.
Okay, great.
I was going to say, let's talk about rumors and see if what everyone's heard. So we can combine those together and say any questions or rumors that you've heard. So, so I will start. So like I said, so originally when they came out with the, and they didn't see, when I say they, CBS did not come out with the cast list, but all these cast lists have been going around. Like we've seen all these different cast lists, and I was watching a YouTube, I don't even know the lady, but I was watching some YouTube because my phone recommended it to me. And she says, well, there's a rumor that, you know, Casey and apparently I spelled Casey's name completely wrong when I emailed Fatty with this because he's like, who? But Casey and Josh were supposedly going to be on there. And she said that they had supposedly both tested positive for COVID. And there were photos of them at a party. In Miami or video. Somewhere, a video, whatever, of them like in close quarters with all these people just dancing and drinking and doing all that kind of stuff. So that's
it,
like,
it was a Trump rally, and it was Tulsa, Oklahoma, actually.
Oh God. Well, you know that they said, Julie said that they're all being quarantined for 14 days before they come into the house. So if Josh and Casey, I mean, if that picture was taken in the last 2 weeks, then they're probably not going to be on the show this season, because she said they have rented a house for every single person, and those people have to isolate by themselves before they come into the house, and they're getting tested like every 2 or 3 days. So if they really do have COVID, they're not going to be in the season.
Now, I have the one thing that strikes me, and y'all jump in here because I know I'm running my mouth, but the one thing that strikes me as interesting is the first episode is going to be live. And Mike, was the first episode of season one live or pre-recorded?
No, well, it was live in the way that they did live. I mean, they did long live episodes with like studio, kind of like she sat at a desk a lot and kind of reported from outside the house in a different way.
Did the people go into the house live?
Yes.
Didn't she stand outside the house and talk to them and then say, okay, you can go in the house now?
Yeah, it wasn't a studio right outside. It was just like a dirt lot. So there was like stuff set up in the lot outside the house.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Like a parking lot.
Yeah.
And I think, what's his name, that was on Celebrity Big Brother? He said that he went to that lot and watched the first episode or whatever. What's his name? The gay one.
Ross Matthews?
Ross Matthews. That's the one. So anyway,
there was a reporter-
but I find it...
There was a reporter inside the house reporting live too. So he kind of like showed all the features and like explained how there were cameras and the two-way glass and all that.
Okay. And but I think it's good. To me, this is the thing that I'm going to find the most interesting, is that it's all going to be live rather than we're going to be seeing what we're seeing, not necessarily they'll still be what the producers want us to see, but we'll see.
Really,
a little.
You don't think there's going to be packaged bios on the contestants?
Well, I think there will be, but still, they've never gone in live.
I don't think it's going to be that exciting, though. Okay. I think going in live is going to be video of them being transported from their isolation house to the Big Brother house or something similar. I don't necessarily think I think Faye's right. They'll probably have pre-recorded little bio bits and then they'll intersperse the two.
And it's not going to be
a 2-hour special, right?
Oh, my God. Really? Yes. 2 hours? Oh,
yep.
You said 9 to 11, didn't you?
That's correct.
In your email?
Yes.
No, brother.
I've changed my mind. I'm out.
Big brother.
Yeah. I quit. There's no live audience. So the fact that they're all going to line up there or whatever, or be parachuted in through some sort of hermetically sealed tube or something.
I think it sounds interesting. So anyway,
I think they should have live COVID tests, you know, as they walk up to the door, you know, a little handgun thermometer thing and a nose swab, and like, you know, each one of them. Or no, this would be more exciting. So they have more contestants than are actually going to go in the house. And as they go up, they say, okay, we're going to read the results of your COVID test live. And, oh no, sorry, you have COVID.
Give me your key back. You're not going in.
You're going to have to go to the hospital.
You are jaded.
I think they should go the other direction entirely and infect all the contestants with COVID before they go in and just have them all laying around like they're on death's door for the next 3 months.
And only ventilators for half of them.
Maybe that's the have-not room.
The have-not. No ventilator for you.
No. That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, anyway, do you think they'll all go in as a group, or do you think they'll go in individually, or couple of different groups, or what?
I think they're going to go in a couple of different groups, like three at a time. I think the difference between an All-Stars and a regular season is that we know this cast of characters, so that we have preconceived notions of who they are. So they're going to be able to intersperse that with clip packages back to their highlights from their seasons. And I think that's what's going to keep that 2 hours moving.
I hadn't thought about highlights from their seasons, which you're probably right.
I can see it being a 2 hour, so that they, you know, they're going to want to establish a lot of stuff in this first 2 hours, and then by the next episode they'll have a whole bunch of B-roll from the entry.
And they'll obviously start the head of household competition.
You know, right? B-roll from the entry was my stripper name. At some point.
You were cutting the grass.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue on with rumors. Have anybody else heard any rumors that they would like to bring up? No rumors?
The video, I will just say, the video that Archer sent of the house, anybody not seen it yet?
I did not get to see it yet.
I was not able to see it because it's not allowed in Canada.
Excuse me.
I'd like to say I'm very angry at CBS All Access, because I signed up for CBS All Access specifically to be able to watch Big Brother, and I cannot get Picard on it like you do in America, and I don't have any of these previous episodes of Big Brother available to me in Canada, and I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to see Big Brother because I've not seen any material, promotions, or anything on CBS All Access Canada for this Big Brother season.
Yeah, that's a bad sign, because Big Brother is pretty prominent on it now. So,
but
how much does that cost a month?
$5.99 Canadian.
There's package with commercials and a package without too. So there's like a
right. We actually don't get that option. It's just $5.99.
You can well, I don't know so how
I couldn't pay more. Whatever.
I don't know how you know much trouble that you want to go to, Faye, but if they're not playing it, one thing I do to watch British TV shows there's a couple of shows. There's like this show where they do that naked dating show where they're all in tubes and they lift the cloche or whatever you call it. And you see penis first and then they're like, oh, which what one do you like? And then they rip.
Anyway. I don't like the size of that one.
Yeah. And they're always so politically correct. They're like, well, it's a tiny little one. And they're like, well, I don't like the way he's trimmed his pubic hair or something. Anyway.
And now, Adam, in South Carolina, we refer to that as the history of musical theater, which Alex will be teaching a little bit later.
Absolutely correct. I was like, how did you get my syllabus?
Is that the getting to know you segment? And you're, okay, everyone lift the cloche. Well, anyway, so you can get a VPN app for your phone, like ExpressVPN or something. You have to pay for it, but then you just go in that app, click a little button, and it makes it think you're in a different country. So you could do that. All right. Well,
it's helpful when you're doing illegal banking activities too. So
great. what kind of illegal banking activities?
I know nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. For me, the situation is my Canadian Canadian broadcasting channels. I can get it on those Canadian channels. So it may be a day or two behind what you guys get, but I'll be fine.
Well, I can call you when it comes on and just like talk you through it. You know, okay, Jim Bob just walked in.
Well, just hold your phone up to the TV. He can be like Blind Guy Jay and just, anyway.
All right.
Feel it.
Oh.
Well, if we don't have any more rumors.
Put your phone on a tripod.
That's true. We could go through the list that we have if we want to do that. So, Fatty, do you want to walk us through? Well,
do you have that original list that you had from TMZ?
Oh, gosh.
I have a note card on everybody.
From that original list?
From whatever list you sent like last week.
No, this was before
this
that.
Is not from TMZ. This is from like Gold Belly or Gold
right.
somebody.
Gold Derby.
Gold Derby, thank you. Yeah, right. Gold Belly's the food people.
Wasn't anybody all on that
Gold Belly is my least favorite James Bond movie.
Right.
Yeah, I do have so the original list that I saw on TMZ.
Yes, I want to write this down.
Was and it's one of those. Hold on, let me.
Maybe I can do.
They have a gallery here. This is going to be exciting. It's taking okay. So they have Pauly Calafiore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have Janelle Pierzina. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. She looks like a Barbie doll. Then we have Hayden Moss, and they had Josh Martinez, who's the bang, 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 you know,
banger,
the
pants. He won last year.
Yeah, he won. Bailey.
19.
And the only thing I remember about Bailey is her bloody mouth.
Well, and she was in Romance
Swaggy
with
C.
Swaggy C.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if they're still together.
I wondered that too.
We'll find out. Big Brother house.
Isn't Mike? Isn't where is he? Isn't he in the house too?
Who? No.
No.
Swaggy. No.
Oh, that's David Alexander. That's somebody.
Okay.
Different. Okay.
All right. Who's after Bailey?
And then this website is taking forever. We have. Let me just. They have Danielle Donato.
Right.
They have Nicole.
And Nicole. Which Nicole is that?
Franzel.
Yeah, there were two.
There are two.
They have Tyler Crispin.
Okay.
Cutie.
They have Ian Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the list that they had. So
that's it?
Yeah, that was all they had on their list. And they're not saying that this was necessarily every single one, but those are the ones that had been rumored up to that point.
Right.
And that was on July 22nd. And in that article, they kind of talked about the quarantining and they're all in quarantine and they're, you know, whether they're going to be in or not are hinging on their COVID-19 testing. And I think they said they had alternates and stuff like that as well. But yeah, so that was the TMZ article. And then you sent Fatty the most recent one that you could find.
Now the Gold Derby has been updated since the first one. Okay, and because some of Hayden was on it and Paulie was on it and they were on there, but it's been updated. Now we have Christmas. Y'all remember Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember anything about Christmas?
She was very athletic.
Yeah.
Until she hurt her leg, and then she
hurt or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sam, what do you have about Christmas?
I just remembered that she's on the list. I she has an unfortunate name, and so does that fellow Memphis.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Did this Casey? Is this? Are we talking about Casey and Josh? The Casey from 2 years ago that won the show. The
lesbian.
Yes. Casey, he has that COVID. Casey. Theoretically, we don't know for sure yet.
That's the rumor. The rumor is that she and Josh were both going to be on this season, but they both tested positive for COVID after partying in Miami or something.
At a Trump rally.
Because she was there.
It's not a Trump rally.
I will also say, I do not know Pauly, but his picture on TMZ, he is very attractive.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's big on these like Big Brother podcasts. Like besides our, you know, award-winning But First, there are other podcasts about Big Brother. And
what?
I know. And he is quite featured. So, yeah.
Could you guys put the link for the TMZ article in the chat room?
Sure. Hang on.
Is this Pauly? Is he the muscle-bound idiot?
That's what I'm curious
about. I mean, which one?
Cody. This is
Big Brother.
Paulie is the brother of Cody. Okay, Paulie was on a year or 2 years after Cody, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is he like the huggy little bear otter type kid guy? Go look for him. Do we?
He's cute.
Name?
I don't know. No. How are you, Calafiori?
Oh, thank you.
But aren't they all kind of all muscle bound? Whatever you said.
Well, they all think highly of themselves.
I mean, you know, that's kind of the modus operandi of a Big Brother male.
They're all people that Adam dislikes because they're the guys that beat him up in high school.
Right.
Nobody.
I think. Yes, there we go. I managed to upload a picture of him to the chat room.
I saw a picture.
Congratulations,
Brett,
Sam.
From 2 years ago, hanging out with that square jaw guy who won the racist square jaw guy who won last season. It was pretty hot, I will say that. And then the guy that apparently had a big penis with the long hair, if you remember from last season, they were all hanging out at some like Vegas pool. If you look on Instagram, it's impressive.
His penis.
Well, the penis I didn't see, but you know, their workout.
I was going to say, how are you not posting that in the chat room?
Well, so, Big Fatty, do you remember Jace, J-A-C-E, years ago?
Yes.
He was in a porn. I remember finding a video of that, of him in a porn.
Well, there was a house guest, I think, that did gay porn.
We had a Canadian in Big Brother Canada who, he was a little person. And he was a pornography dude.
Wasn't there a little guy on Big Brother America?
Yeah, and we saw his penis because AC. There were some pictures leaked of him.
Yeah,
his go-go boy days.
Yeah, that's right, go-go boy, that's right.
Wasn't he a French guy?
J.C. Mondru?
No, he was Brazilian, he was a French name, but he was not French.
Oh, I thought he was Canadian.
All right. Well, the next one on this list. So Christmas, athletic. She broke her leg. She made it pretty far, even though.
I think she's a good player. I think she's going to be a wheeler dealer. She'll do well, I think.
So the next one we have is David Alexander, and his he was in season 21. Do you have any info on him, Sam?
No, I don't. I just think he's a cutie.
So, he is dreamy.
I remember him. He was one of, like, at the very beginning, like the very first episode or second episode, whoever the guy was had to nominate three people to go into that secret house, you know, or that secret tunnel or whatever.
It was the camp.
Yeah. Camp. And he chose all black people, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He really got a bad deal, that guy, because he had to fight a lot to stay on the show, and ultimately he wasn't able to stay. And I think he's probably a very good player. I really wanted to see him play, and we never got to.
Yeah.
He didn't get to play at all in that show.
I think he was out like in the first or second episode.
First episode.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
Come back.
That observation kind of brings up what's weird about the title All-Stars. Like, I'm excited about some people like Bailey, who kind of didn't, you know, make it to second place. But like, if they are all stars, how are we judging that? Like, is someone who we never got to see play considered an all star? You know, like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
Well, maybe it's just that they've been on Big Brother before.
Yeah. I always consider all stars for any kind of reality show is someone who's been on previously that we want to bring back. We meaning the producers, like, who, for whatever reason.
Your point is well taken, though. I see what you mean. I agree with Adam that how it's interpreted is anybody that was on before. But I agree that it should be people that actually did well. And unfortunately, because I have these note cards and I was sorting out earlier, I just want to confirm this. But many of the people are in the top one, two, or three. Now, I don't want my theory to be true, but my theory is, yes, there we go. There's Bailey, there's Casey.
She's dealing her deck of cards right now.
She's playing deal a meal at the moment. So.
This is like when
I was going to say that.
All right, we have, let's go ahead. Please.
I was just going to say that Julie said on one of those videos that everyone that they've chosen is there because they want to prove something.
Yes, so, they have something to prove.
Something to prove. So David, who since he was off on the first episode, he wants to prove that he's actually a strong Big Brother player. So that's why he's back on there.
But he's not. He's a very good looking man. That I will say for David. But he was a bad Big Brother player. He had an opportunity to get back in the game and he failed. He shouldn't be on this show.
Well, that's a pretty strong opinion, Alex.
But how do you feel? How do you feel, Alex?
Okay. I just want to say, when Archer went to high school and the computer programming class was out, they were working on punch cards, and so that's what Sam in the hinterlands.
That's what I had in.
She's
in
just
college.
Sorting her punch cards,
and it was in college, not high school.
Right, it was college.
So, Sam, what is your theory that you hope is not true? Please tell us.
All right, I have in my hand five cards here. The remainder are the entire stack of everybody else that scored either fourth place or higher. There is one fourth place in this stack. That everybody else scored either first, second, or third. These are people who are also on the list, and each of these people scored 10th or lower. I have one 10th place, two 11th, a 12th, and a 16th. Now, we were just talking about David Alexander being 16. Mm-hmm. We have Amber Borgia, whom I thought was pretty when I looked at her, but I don't know anything about, who plays 12th. We have Devon Rogers and Bailey Dayton, who both placed 11th. And we have Kesar Ridha, or how I don't know this gentleman, unfortunately, who placed 10th.
So what was your theory?
That there are more people that didn't play well that aren't what wouldn't necessarily be called an all-star because they didn't do so well
in the first, second,
third place. Is that what your theory is?
Mostly, yes, and they are largely also people of color.
Okay.
Well, that could say many things. So our next one.
Many things, yes. But the other, it appears to be statistically significant. It may not be.
Okay. Well, but I mean, that could swing. What I'm saying is that could mean that, and I don't have the stats to back this up, so I'm just pulling this out of my butt. But it could be that for whatever reason, people of color are less likely to win or have won less often or don't place as well. And so,
well, that's exactly rather what than, it says. And yeah. I think it says that they brought people. I don't know. I have to look. I have to look there. There's. I don't know all of the names and I can't remember all of the faces to see what the breakdown is of this big, big fan of everybody else that was fourth place or higher. It may not be as statistically significant as it appears, but what it looks like on the surface is a little ugly in that, yes, we want to make ourselves look a little more diverse. So we're going to call people all-stars, even if they finished lower down. Because there's a big jump between 4 and 10. I'm sorry. That's 6 places.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you say the same thing of gays and lesbians? Because I think there's been a pretty high amount of gays and lesbians who have won the whole thing.
I don't know.
I don't know the numbers for sure, but it just seems that like every other year there's like a gay winning.
Okay. Well, could you research that and get back with us next week?
Well, let's.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Yeah, please. Okay. Let's get through this list here. So we have Nicole Anthony. Previous season 21. I really like Nicole. She was third place.
Terrible girl. Decisions though.
She listened to Cliff.
She could have won at the end, I thought, but she made a poor choice. Sam, any stats on what's on your little card? You haven't had any stats.
The
on
only
anybody.
Thing that I have is their name and the season they played in. And the place they came in.
Okay.
So that tells me also easily who played in more than one season.
Right? I see. Does anyone have thoughts on Nicole? Anthony.
She's a dingbat. And she listened to the wrong people. And she was weird. She was like afraid of weird things.
Yeah, and wasn't she afraid of birds or chickens or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The birds flying over the house. She freaked them right out.
I like Nicole. I will be cheering for her.
Yeah.
She just made horrible decisions when she was her thought process to the decisions.
So do I, Archer. So do I.
That's why he likes her.
That's why you're winning,
all that
right?
You say, but I like her as well.
I think she's pretty smart, though. She's smart, but she's driven by her heart too much. And that's what. And like they just took her to the end because she's useless at the competitions too, right?
They used her, yeah.
And I think they played up her quirkiness because, you know, quirky plays well on reality TV, so.
I wanted to like her, but I saw her as Rockstar Light.
Ah,
oh, God, Rockstar.
I had forgotten about Rockstar.
Oh, good heavens, I even know who Rockstar is.
Alex loves Rockstar. Let's not talk about Rockstar. Okay, next on the list. Mike, did you have something to say? Because I saw you unmute yourself. I just want to...
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure you're included, you know. And I saw you
unmute
yourself.
How about you, Moose? Oh, I'm sorry.
No comment. I mean, I do not like Nicole. I mean, it's, you know. So
that's fine.
Moose likes the ones with muscles. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Next on the list is Amber Borzotra.
I don't remember this chick.
Can I just say, I've never seen this woman before.
I haven't either. I don't remember her at all.
I mean, there is nothing familiar about her at all. Now, she came in 12th place, so she didn't play long. But
yeah, I remember her vaguely. She's
Amber Borzotra.
She was a 26-year-old model from Knoxville, Tennessee, and was a victim of the detonator's crew. Apparently, there was I'll put a picture of her in the chat room too. Maybe that.
Well, we're looking at it.
Very
okay.
Well, I remember her face, but I don't remember anything about her gameplay. I mean, when I saw the picture, I was like, I remember her face, but that's it. Like, I don't remember anything about her.
Well, sounds like an all-star to me.
She's an
Mike, you took the words right out of my mouth. The thing I liked in the original list of all-stars was, oh, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one.
But again.
And then it's like Amber is like.
No, see, but you're putting too much stock into that word all-star, because like I said, in my years of experience, all-star just means they've played before and the producers wanted to bring them back on. That's all it means.
I'm with you, but then call it like second chance or, you know, like there's other
reunion
words in language.
Second chancers.
Reunion.
Kind of like Dancing with the Stars. I mean, half of those people I don't know.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Right.
And along those veins, maybe they should have a season, Big Brother, The Losers. And it's like all the like last place people. All right. Next is Cody Calafiore, season 16. And he was the runner up.
Yes, he was hot.
He lost to Derek, didn't he? Derek take him to the end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, he took Derek to the end.
I don't remember how that went, correctly. But they had an alliance.
He was a pretty good player, but didn't he make some, like, didn't I? Yeah,
he had some troubles. I remember that. Yeah. And that's what I think kept him
Paulie?
In the end. But I think this
are they
is what
twins or they just look a lot alike? Because they look a lot alike.
I think they're brothers.
Brothers. Well, it's
he had a nice bubble butt. I remember that about this Cody. Calafiore.
Yeah. And didn't he had a thing with Nicole from his season? There was it a showmance? It's been a while.
Oh, maybe.
She was hitting on him.
It could have been, but Nicole's now married to his name? Victor. Yeah, but that's the same Nicole. I seem to remember that.
I think every season she's on, she's kind of had a thing with somebody. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's part of her game.
Maybe
this is what you're saying. Judge. Four. Yeah.
Well, she can't do that now because she's married. Well, she could,
she won't.
She could, but you know that wouldn't bode well for her marriage.
For Big Brother, I would do and say anything.
I
guess if you have a partner that's understanding, you could be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do when I go in the house.
Faye, tell me I'm pretty.
You're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Take that shirt off.
All right. Next, we have
business.
We have Kevin Campbell. I don't know him.
Okay.
Season 11.
Gay.
He's gay, but I don't remember Kevin Campbell.
I remember him.
What do you remember about him?
His being gay. I thought it was very obvious.
Yeah.
Well, he seems to be buying his scarves at the same place that Dr. Burks buys hers. I don't know, but anyway, never mind.
He shares his name with a soccer player.
Campbell?
Oh, this guy, Kevin Campbell. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know anything about him. He was third place.
Do you remember him, Mike?
No, I don't remember much about him.
Okay. But Alex is... Go ahead.
He grew up as a Jehovah's Witness and was excommunicated at age 21.
I remember that part.
He has very unfortunate Google images, is what I'm...
Well, thinking. Now, remember now also, if that's a recent picture, that may not be what he looked like 9 years ago.
I don't think that's a recent picture. I think that's what he looked like 9 years ago.
That brings up another point. It'll be interesting to see how some of these older players look now, because some of them are four in their 40s.
Yeah.
Dead. Hey, I think Kevin Campbell, this gay guy, I think he hitched his wagon to like a bunch of floaters or like people who were just like were useless. They kept losing all the time. Does that sound familiar for this guy?
Somebody did that. I don't know if it was him, but I remember a season that they could do no right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was him, but there was somebody like that who kept switching groups just to be part of something.
Yeah. I need to see these photos y'all are looking at, because I'm just looking at Google Images and they all have him with his like mouth open, hanging open, dumbfounded. They're just not very good shots of him.
So you don't have the link,
Alex,
to the...
I'm gonna
copy. Yeah, put that link in here, because I need to see like a glamour shot of these.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just seeing these candids, and they look, it's not flattering to him. Unlike, it's not fair though. The other people you're listing off are models, and of course they look gorgeous, so you know.
So the next one we've already think is not going to be, which is Casey Clark, the lesbian who won.
All right,
20.
But now here's the other side of that. Is Big Brother kind of letting a little bit of this stuff out just so that we're taken off guard, and all of a sudden Casey and Josh are going in the house? Because they've been negative.
Could be.
That could be some you know, drama that they can play on that first episode.
So
who knows? So we don't know about her. We have Tyler, who's he reminds me of Carrot Top.
I bet his hair is short now.
He's cuter than Carrot Top.
Oh my God. Don't compare him to Carrot Top. That's unfair.
Yeah, and Carrot Top's had a lot of work, and that does not look like his face.
Tyler has not had a lot of work.
No.
I'm glad that COVID's happening. Maybe he'll enter the house wearing a mask, and I'll have a few minutes of kind of appreciating.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, Mike obviously is not a fan of Tyler. So tell us, give us your gut feelings here.
I will tell you,
if they are LGBT folks, which Tyler isn't, Alex is going to put them on his team. Okay. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I kind of expressed all my feelings. It's just a butterface. That's all.
Well,
he's a good player, though. You have to give him that. I mean, he was a very strategic Big Brother player.
Yeah, I mean, runner up, right?
Yeah.
So, that is so rude. Runner up.
Could have done better, but like, could have done worse.
Jury, that is so rude to call him a runner up. Oh my God, he should have won that season hands down.
I like winners to win, but
so what I want to say something about him. I mean, I think his face is attractive, but it bothered me. And I know that people struggle with acne. I understand that. I don't want to put anyone down, but it bothered me that he literally had open sores with like stuff coming out of them almost every episode. And you know, proactive, you know, whatever that, you know, medication is that they sell. I just like, but I mean, I don't want to make fun of anyone, but that bothered me. Like that grossed me out a little bit. That was, everybody got really quiet, but I'm, you know what?
Clearly Adam did not have an issue with
acne. We're very uncomfortable with you.
Everyone's agreeing. They're all shaking their head in agreement, but they're not saying a damn thing.
That is a lie. I think Tyler is hot. I'm on the record there. Done.
I agree with you, Alex.
And I like his hair.
Totally.
So.
I thought he was cute. All right. Next, we have Bailey.
Now, I think that's a really good picture of Bailey, because I think she had major attitude for the short time she was on there.
She's trouble.
I love her.
Noise and.
Yeah. Which I know
we're doing.
Here
we go. Wait a minute now.
I'd love to see her again.
Yeah. I can't wait
now.
To see her.
Now Lawson wants her in there. All right, here we go.
I don't disagree with anybody so far. Like, I think she's trouble, and that's why I love her. Like, I watch this show because I like conflict, and I like somebody who's gonna kind of pipe up and say what everyone's thinking to that one sensitive person who's being too sensitive. I like that she's gonna kind of, you know, nudge someone if they're standing too close to the edge. That's, you know, what this show is about. And
well, did she get into a racial argument with somebody too on her season?
Yeah, there was some big white guy, the big muscle bound white guy.
Oh,
there was Mickey?
No, the one with the long hair.
Yeah, Mr. Long Hair. Like
Jackson.
Who?
Jackson.
Oh, Jack.
Jackson. No. Jackson was
dark hair.
The Ken doll.
No, that was Jackson Mickey. And then there was Jackson, I don't remember his last name.
Oh, there were two Jacksons, that's right.
Ah, you're right. I'm sorry.
The guy who looks like Jason Momoa. Everyone was comparing him to Jason Momoa.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have Danielle Donato Briones. Wait a minute.
The only thing I have to say about Bailey is she said yes to Swaggy C.
Do you think they got married?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
So Danielle Donato Briones.
Now this is Evil Dick's daughter.
Yeah. Wasn't she a blonde originally?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she had colored hair in one other season. She had different colors in her hair.
She was season 8 runner up, season 13 8th place. I know nothing about her.
Who won?
You don't remember
season
her?
8.
I mean, I don't even know if I watched.
She
was obnoxious.
Who won season 8? Anybody know?
Don't know.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Evil Dick's daughter. That's to me. That's why she's known. Ugh.
All right. Then we have Nicole. She was in season 16. She was 7th place, and season 18, in which she was the winner.
I think we'll have varying opinions on this one.
Actually, I like Nicole, and I think she's a good player. I think she can be a bit annoying, but I think she's a good player.
I think that she thinks she's a good player.
Well,
a lot of the stuff that happened to her, it just by chance happened. I don't think she was playing a game. I think she just thought she was so good at it that she did well at it.
Yeah, right. And she bumbled through, and she rode the coattails of everybody to get where she was.
Maybe that was her strategy. Yes, Mike.
Yeah. Counterpoint, she won. Like,
right.
She's good at the game.
She's an all-star. Right?
You know, sometimes a parasite needs to kind of eat off of that bigger animal, and she didn't have muscle. She had to kind of work out another route to get to that final seat, and she got there, and she won,
If she's playing the dumb blonde, she's doing a super good job of it because that's how she came across. So
we all play different games. Alex, what did you think of her?
I have a question. Would anyone be surprised if she went home first?
No.
I hope she does.
I wouldn't be surprised because she's won recently. So,
well, I was just going to ask about that. Do you think that the people who are non-winners will try to get rid of the winners out first, like Alex is saying about Nicole?
I think they'd be stupid if they didn't.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep.
I likely would, but if I had some sort of connection with the winner that was going to help me get further, maybe I would pair up with them right away.
Yeah. Or if he was hot.
Ditch him when I had to. Or if he was hot, right? Of course.
Right.
Okay, we have quite a few left, so I'm going to keep going on this list. We have Memphis Garrett, who was a runner-up in season 10, who has a very cute picture here, but I bet that's old.
Yeah,
I don't remember Memphis. Him. Oh, Memphis was just, he was just good. I like Memphis.
Is he gay?
Cool, though.
No.
Yeah,
he doesn't look gay.
Alex is, oh no.
No, if this is an old picture, then he might be hot, but he kind of looks like a tool if it's 2020.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a tool.
He looks like somebody who would have beaten me up in high school. All right. Anyway.
Okay. So everybody but Adam likes Memphis.
No, he looks cute in that picture. Then we have Josh. Who, I mean, any thoughts on Josh? I mean, he was so annoying to me that he banged those pans together all the time, and it just drove me crazy. That's all.
Well, and the thing
I like too.
Yes, the thing I remember about Josh is he almost got voted out at the very first eviction.
He was so annoying. He was
annoying.
I was very surprised he won at the end of his season because he was such a douchebag.
Now, Mike, let's go back to your theory of, but he won. Do you think banging pans is...
No, he...
And sorry, being annoying?
Ahead, no, I mean, I think that he would be one of, on my list of the first people to go out. Like, he causes the other players trouble. Like if you're not on his side, he's just going to make this an unpleasant experience. So I'd get rid of him soon, personally.
I also thought that he was gay, but he never came out.
Speaking of people who beat me up in high school, he reminds me of that closeted, just like bully kid who.
Oh, maybe.
I get that same vibe, kind of closeted, but not that I know that. I just.
Right.
Oh.
I could never figure out whether he was playing a good game or he just got lucky, kind of like Nicole, because I mean, he seemed so doofusy that I couldn't imagine any of that stuff was strategy. But who knows? Enzo now, Palumbo.
I know none of y'all are going to remember Enzo, but Enzo, it was just so wonderful. I have wonderful memories of Enzo. I don't remember anything he did. I just remember Enzo.
Was he nice, you're saying, or very cute, yes. Or what?
I thought he was a douchebag.
Was he?
I think he was.
Well, maybe
he's got like a New York accent, like or New Jersey or something like that. He was like a,
maybe he did. I don't know, but I enjoyed looking at him.
I like that picture. That's all I know about him, but I like that picture.
He's one of the ones I'm interested in seeing what they look like because he played 8 years ago.
He's bald now. I can tell you that.
Have you guys seen the? Oh God, I can't remember what the show that used to come on a long time ago, like way, way long time ago, that was Puppets. The Thornbirds
HR Puppets
or
the
Muppets?
No, never mind. Forget about it. He reminds me of one of those.
Fraggle Rock?
Yeah. No.
Don't, because of his hair.
No.
Fatty's usually up on all the puppet shows.
The one that's on Netflix that they redid, the Jim Henson one.
No, just it's fine. It's fine. Just moving along.
Secret Stone or whatever.
Are you guys going to list everything that has puppets now for the next 20 minutes? All right.
No.
Janelle Pierzina. I don't remember her either, but she was in a lot of seasons. Six. She
How
got
can you not remember her? She was a stripper at the beginning of the
third
first
place. Season 7, she got third place, and season 14, she got 12th place.
And a lot of these other Big Brother podcasters saying, "Oh, you couldn't do an All Stars without Janelle." Well, I just assume you'd do another All Stars without Janelle, but
she'll be out early. She's like 40 years old. She's had like three or four kids. I think she's done.
Yeah, if she was in season 6, that was quite some time ago.
Yeah,
14 years ago.
Then
this is season 22.
No, this is.
They did, that was when they did two seasons a year.
Excuse me.
Oh.
There were some years they did two seasons. It's the 20th year
of
the 22nd season.
Okay.
Next, we have Danielle Reyes. She was in season 3, and she was the runner-up, and she reminds me of like an insurance agent. Maybe, or
she was a nice lady. I remember her.
She was a motherly, or just a good-hearted person.
Yes,
I liked her picture too.
Maybe
I like her picture. She looks very polished.
Maybe a bank teller.
That's why she's
dental hygienist.
Not memorable because
dental hygienist. I mean, what something? She has a very lovely smile. I know nothing about her.
Well, maybe we'll find out what she does
now. Because of the white
now.
Shirt, I thought doctor, but you know.
Oh, could be.
I'm not a racist, but she has a nice smile and she looks like a dental hygienist.
What does that have to do with being a racist?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We have Kesar Ridha.
Okay, it's Kaiser. I'm pretty sure it's Kaiser.
Okay, Kaiser.
No, it's
Kaiser.
No, it's Kaiser.
Is it? No, Kaser? It's Kaiser.
It's
Kaiser.
It's,
if he, if the guy says it's Kaser, it's
say
Kaser.
It, say
he
it, Moose.
It Fred if he Kaser. Wants to.
It's Kaser.
Yeah, I remember him from that season. He is a really good player.
Yeah.
I don't remember him either. I don't really care for his goatee all that much.
Can't wait to see him because that's just like, oh.
I think there was an issue with him being a Muslim.
He
wasn't there?
Yes.
That there's some religious thing going on that year.
And that was an issue?
Well, because there was like a Bible thumper in there and they didn't like the Muslim.
But they did. But he did make some good connections with people around his religion, though, right?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was in season 6 and he got 10th place. And he was in season 7 and he also got 10th place in season 7.
And
so.
No, that could be because he was a competition beast. Oh God, did I say beast? I wonder if he had blood on his hands.
Maybe. All right. Next, we have Devon Rogers. I remember her.
What do I? She had a mouth on her.
I remember liking her. So.
Yeah.
She was in season 17, 16th. Excuse me. 16th place and season 18, 11th place.
Oh, I didn't remember her being voted out first.
And then Keisha, I'm assuming this is a typo. Keisha is it Smith?
Yes.
I would assume.
They smelled it in the, they smelled it? They spelled it in this article, S-M-T-I-H. Smta.
Simti.
Simti.
I don't remember this chick.
She also looks a little bit like a dental hygienist. And
but from the South, look at that hair.
She... You know, nice. Although she has a little bit too much gums in her smile. I always hate it when, you know, there's more gums than teeth.
Well, she's clearly a hygienist because she's had work done because she didn't have to pay for it. But anyway,
fourth place.
One of the podcasts that I listened to just looking at this, they were all excited that she was going to be one of the replacements. Because she wasn't in the original list. And I'm like, I don't remember her either. But they were, we are so excited about Keisha. And I'm like, okay.
And last but not least on this list, we have Ian Terry. I like this guy. He looks familiar to me, but I could not say anything about him. But he looks familiar.
He was the kid who has like Asperger's or on the spectrum kind of thing, and he didn't like to be touched, and he was very quiet.
Did he climb under the sofa or something like that? He would hide and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he was just on the Big Brother Price is Right at Night last week. So,
oh, he was.
Uh huh.
I'm excited to see him. I think he's going to be a character this season.
And he's one of the few winners too. So
yeah.
Yeah, season 14.
And I think his sexuality was in question too. Like he was like asexual. He didn't have anything to do with sex or something like that.
Oh, I might remember that. Was he the one that
a girl had never kissed him or something?
No. Yes. Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a very good player. He was very strategic.
Yeah, he had like a math mind and he was figuring out the numbers and all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He saw many moves in advance.
Yeah. And y'all, even if we're wrong about all this, we're saying it with confidence so people will think we know what the fuck we're talking about.
There you go. It's all in the delivery.
I am most excited about this guy, Ian Terry. I think
me too.
I really want to watch what happens for him because he played so well. He really garnered the hearts of America because he had a good story and he was a wholesome boy. And he came from a bit of a life of struggle too, I think, right? So mm-hmm. It was nice to see him win.
And I think he's really young too. Like he was at that time, he was like 20 or 21, something like that.
Right. Well, he's the only one the only 40-year-old who still looks like he's in his 20s, right?
Yeah.
The only 40-year-old or 41-year-old.
How dare you? I know you were looking at me when you said that. All right. Well, we've gone about an hour here, so we're going to wrap it up. But does anyone have any? So just to kind of give the listeners a sneak peek, our episodes are going to record on Mondays. So they're going to come out on Tuesdays. We will have a contest. I know that's everyone's favorite.
But Adam is changing the rules even as we speak.
Well, probably we have 9 hosts this season, so I probably will revise things a little because.
Well, I would just like to say that original list you put out had 9 people on it, and we know for sure that Paulie is not going to be in the house because he's said that. So there's only 8 left on that list. So anyway, and that the other list we just went through has 20 people. Well, they only have 16 house guests, so it's not going to be right either. So it'll be interesting to see who actually shows up. 2-hour premiere Wednesday night. And then the second episode, if you have a VRC or whatever, it's not showing up. It's like in my TiVo, it's not showing up as Big Brother episode 2202. But it's going to be on at 10:00 Sunday night. So it's a late show Sunday night. And it may start late and go late because there's golf on from 7 to 9.
So there's no Thursday show? Wasn't there a Thursday?
No. Starting next week, there'll be a Thursday show. But okay. Since it's a 2-hour premiere, they have absolutely nothing to do on Thursday. Here they are sleeping for an hour.
All right. Well, let's go through the list. Big Fatty. No, I'll end with you. Faye, where can you be reached?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. He's can't figure out how to mute himself.
Please, I'm trying to. Thank you. pinkwheelnuts.com. I'll be recording an episode tomorrow, and you'll hear about all my adventures driving a big rig on a ferry.
Nice. Sam, what about you?
I am Sam and the H on Twitter, and I am also on Facebook and here.
Cool. Chris?
You can find me at a book reading, doing readings for Professor Lefebvre.
All right, Archer.
Archer.com, ARCHERR.com.
Moose.
I'm not available anywhere. I'm antisocial.
Me too. Alex, what about you? Professor Lefebvre.
Oh, thank you so much. I can be reached at alexlefebvremusic.com. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say that I am Team Tyler.
All right. So how can we get an A in your class?
I'll give you notes after the session.
Oh, okay. Mike, what about you? Where can you be reached?
I'm on the internet at MrMikeLawson.com.
Cool. All right. And Big Fatty, where can you be reached?
Well, I can be... sometimes you can hear me do impressions of Gary Bearden on Geeky Gay.
Fair. BigFattyOnline.com, right?
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. I'm going to do that so Fatty shuts up. So you can find all of us at buttfirstpodcast.com. And like I said, we'll be releasing episodes every single week during the Big Brother season. We're all excited for this season to have something to watch. And I'm going to go ahead and end it here. So good night, everyone.
Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.